Page 69. Exercise C. Listening. Listen and circle the correct word to complete the sentence. 1.
He's a good worker, but he's...
2.
She's an excellent violinist. She plays the violin.
3.
I don't think he's an honest card player. To tell the truth, everybody says he's...
4.
I can't read their homework because they write very...
5.
Maria never makes mistakes. She's very...
6.
Their son Marvin is very polite. He never speaks...
7.
When you leave the party, please drive home.
8.
Their car is very old. I don't think it's...
9.
People can't hear you very well when you speak...
10.
We never buy expensive clothes. We live very...
11.
You rode your motorcycle carelessly yesterday. That's strange. You usually ride it very...
12.
Everybody in the store likes Jane. She works hard, and when she talks to customers, she's very...
Page 70. Exercise D. Grammar Wrap. How am I doing? Listen, then clap and practice.
How am I doing? Am I driving all right? You're driving very carefully. You're driving very well. How am I doing? Am I singing all right? You're singing very beautifully. You're singing very well. How am I doing? Am I dancing all right? You're dancing very gracefully. You're dancing very well. How am I doing? Am I working all right? You're working very hard. You're working very well.
Page 73. Exercise H. Grammar Song. Try a little harder. Listen and song. Then listen again and sing along.
Let's say you're a driver, a careful driver who drives very carefully, as old drivers do. Just try a little harder, you can find a way. Try to drive more carefully today.
you're a singer, a beautiful singer who sings very beautifully, as beautiful singers do. Just try a little harder, you can find a way. Try to sing more beautifully today. Let's say you're a dancer, a graceful dancer who dances very gracefully, as graceful dancers do. Try a little harder, you can find a way. Try to dance more gracefully today.
Take it, Miyako! Maria!
Just try a little harder, that's what we always say. Sing a little stronger, work a little longer, do a little better.
Page 76. Exercise N. Grammar Wrap. If you leave at 6, listen, then clap and practice.
If you leave at 6, you'll be there at 8. If you don't leave now, you'll be very late. If you start work now, you'll be through at 7. If you wait till noon, you'll be busy till 11. If you catch the train, you'll be home by 10. If you get there late, you'll miss dinner again.
Page 80. Exercise F. Listen and fill in the correct places. 1.
Mrs. Mendoza was at the hotel at the corner of First Avenue and Grove Street. She walked up Grove Street to Second Avenue and turned left. She walked along Second Avenue to a building on the left, between the pet shop and the cafeteria. Where did she go?
2.
Edward was at the football stadium on First Avenue. He walked along First Avenue to Elm Street and turned left. He walked up Elm Street to Second Avenue and turned right. He walked along Second Avenue to a building on the right, at the corner of Grove Street and Second Avenue, across from the bank. Where did he go?
3.
Mr. and Mrs. Wong were at the post office on Second Avenue. They walked along Second Avenue to Grove Street and turned left. They walked down Grove Street to First Avenue and turned right. They went to a building on the left, across from the museum and the parking garage. Where did they go?
4.
Thomas was at the hospital on 2nd Avenue. He walked along 2nd Avenue to Elm Street and turned right. He walked down Elm Street to 1st Avenue and turned left. He walked along 1st Avenue to a building on the left. At the corner of Grove Street and 1st Avenue. Across from the supermarket. Where did he go?
5.
Maria was at the shoe store on 1st Avenue. She walked along 1st Avenue to Grove Street and turned left. She walked up Grove Street to 2nd Avenue and turned left again. She walked along 2nd Avenue to a building on the right. Between the toy store and the barber shop. Across from the ice cream shop. Where did she go?